Good morning, I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News. There's been an important ruling upholding Vermont's new vote-by-mail law. Federal District Court Judge Jeffrey Crawford has rejected an effort by a group of Republicans to block the Secretary of State from mailing ballots to all active registered voters beginning next week. The judge ruled that the group didn't have proper standing to file the lawsuit because they couldn't prove they would suffer direct harm from the new law. Secretary of State Jim Condos is applauding the ruling.
The decision by Judge Crawford dismissing the lawsuit is actually a win for safe, secure, and fair elections in Vermont, that we remain on the right course of action so that no voter needs to choose between protecting their health and exercising their constitutional right to vote.
Condos says general election ballots will be sent out as scheduled next week. The Vermont Senate has advanced a bill that makes some adjustments to Act 250, but it's not the sweeping overhaul of the land use law that passed the House earlier. Addison Senator Chris Bray chairs the Senate Natural Resources Committee. The panel started work on the bill in June, and Bray says they decided to pare it back to deal with just two issues, unregulated trails and forest fragmentation.
Act 250 is not a relic. As we change and as our use of the land changes, so too does Act 250 need to change with it. I want to pause and just note that we're the Senate Naturals bringing a very much narrowed bill to the floor today.
The bill will now need to be reconciled with the broader House bill that passed earlier this year. And a loophole in Vermont's school district consolidation law has set up the first breakup of an Act 46 merged district. At a meeting Wednesday, State Board of Education Chairman John Carroll said an earlier state law allows districts to be dissolved after townwide votes are held.
This might be the first of many proposed divorces, and it probably is something that the General Assembly might wish to look at as to whether or not this provision is consistent with the policy that it's set by virtue of enacting Act 46.
The state board reluctantly agreed to let Halifax and Reedsboro separate after both towns voted to dissolve their merged district, which was created only 2 years ago. Coming up on 607, the Eye on the Sky forecast, variably cloudy in the north with a few passing morning showers. Morning sun south, followed by clouds and a stray shower. Highs ranging today mid-50s to low 70s, north to south.